Okay, and then let's get started. So what we're going to be going through is the next series, Cancer, Joint, and Eyes. So welcome back, everyone. And we'll be doing Cancer, Joint, and Eyes, and we'll start with amplification, so just pumping for amplification. And we're just confirming that the phone line is working. I apologize for the delay with the phone problem. But we have a couple people listening in on the phone, so I want to make sure that they don't miss a thing. So in amplification, we're going to remove Lucifer stops, soul contracts, demonic curses, evil spirit curses, satanic curses, all of that stuff. Around clearing DNA, any cancer programs in DNA, any low-functioning joint issues or low-functioning or deteriorating eye issues related to not just the eyes but the whole vision center. And we should be able to get through this pretty quick. So just pump away. You guys are doing quantum pump. You can do two if you want to. Yay. Oh, good. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yay. Many, many working parts to having everything running. And we've had where people... maybe their internet isn't fast enough, and they just really have difficulty getting consistently on the class. And a few months back, I said, no more of that. We're always going to have a phone line that people can always dial into and that they can always hear us. So even if they couldn't do the live streaming all the time, but they would always have access because we'd get the phone. During lunch break, I got a message from Byron, my sound guy, and he's actually working on those already. Making the MP3s for you guys from yesterday's class. So he's working on them today. So we'll see how fast everything comes together. But we've got a nice group of people wanting to support you and have you get everything you want. And just keep pumping. I'm just going to double check. Oh, and there is a message. Please. Do that. Let me do it again.
The moderator has left the conference.
Okay, my dears, looks like we did it. We're in. I'm not sure why that was. I used her host code, but I guess I didn't go in as a host. Okay, let's move this over. There, better. So what we're doing is we're clearing amplification, and then from amplification we'll go into perception, and we're clearing again for, oh, and there she's messaging me again, your recording is working. Okay. So we'll do amplification, perception, emotions, and then we'll do the big clearing on cancer, joints, and vision. Did you guys have a nice break? I had salmon and asparagus. That's what I managed to cook up quickly. I kind of gobbled it at the last second, but it was delicious. Hope you had a nice break. If you go outside, so tomorrow is the big spiritual parasite day, so we'll be clearing spiritual parasites all day tomorrow. And it's a big training. It's a big shift. So life will be different after tomorrow. You're going to learn a lot. And it's not like we will clear you to zero, and it's not like there won't be spiritual parasites the next day. There might be a few. What I notice is about 70% of people get a huge shift, and about 30% of people get a huge shift, but they have had the spiritual parasite issue for many lifetimes. And so they've got to create a new momentum. So spiritual parasites show up the next day, kind of like they've been reset in there. So we give you all the tools, so even if they show up quickly, and understand that that's the game on the planet until we really change the game on the planet. So that's what we're doing. Pilates pump, yay, Elizabeth. Yeah, I agree. Pilates pump would be a good idea. Let me talk to you a little bit about cancer DNA. My dear friend, Kate, who was my first girlfriend in California, we actually met in Phoenix, Arizona. It's the funniest thing. I had a fiance who was really into, I don't know, alien conferences and whatever, and she was into it, and she had a boyfriend that was with her, and So we went to Phoenix and met there, and she was moving right into the same neighborhood as I was. And so we visited some there. I remember visiting with her in the pool, getting to know her a little bit, and she was going to all the alien classes, and I was like, no way, I want to go into those alien classes. I'm not about, like, communicating with, you know, phone home and, you know, whatever. So I wasn't, like, into that. But that's where we met, and she's a very open-hearted woman. She's had won beautiful, she'd won awards and was recognized, kind of like Grammy, Emmy kind of stuff, but in Scotland for her stage and set design. When she was in her 20s, she was known, very, very well known throughout Scotland as an incredible designer. And anyway, I knew her for about 10 years, and she would, from time to time, do sessions with me. It was when I was doing sessions, and I went through a process with her when her mother passed. I met her mother, beautiful lady, and really supported her as her mom was dying of breast cancer, supported my girlfriend, Kate. And then Kate went on to have the DNA test after her son was about 2 years old. Kate was about 42, 43. She had the DNA test done, and sure enough, she had the same gene that her mother, her aunt, and her grandmother, who had died of breast cancer, had. And so I did some work with her and removed the cancer gene from her body. And she was really happy and convinced that it was good. But she went into the medical doctor a year later and had the test done again. It wasn't instantly, but it was like a year later she went in and had the test done again. And this time the test showed zero cancer DNA, zero. That meant in every cell in her body, there was no cancer DNA. And it was really a surprise to her. She had thought that we had just cleared the etheric level or the spiritual level or the energetic level. She didn't realize that we had actually removed it from the cells. We removed the information from the DNA and from the cellular body, so it was completely removed. So I got this wonderful call from her shouting in the phone, oh, my God, and beautiful Scottish lilt, you know, we really did it, you did it, it's gone. And she was shouting in the phone. It was so fun to come home to that message of sheer joy and happiness, knowing that she would have a lifetime to be a grandma and to be a great-grandma and, you know, really see her son. son grow up and get married and have children, and she would be right there for all of that. So that made her so, so happy. And then a couple of years ago, or a year and a half back, maybe it's been 2 years now, I was so saddened, and I've known people who have made a choice to do this. Angelina Jolie had made a choice to have her breast basically amputated because she had the breast cancer gene. Not knowing that we can remove the DNA, she, you know, made efforts to save her life. She's got seven children between her own children and adopted children. I think there's seven of them Brad Pitt and her have. And I just saw a picture. I hope it's not real. It was on one of those fan magazines like Inquirer or whatever, where she's like 80 pounds or something. So I hope that's not a real picture of her. But it says that she's dying, so I hope not. But, you know, I think that it's so important to get this information, this DNA clearing information out in the world so that people have a really good choice that has nothing to do with removing your breasts before cancer sets in. I mean, everybody can have the cancer DNA test if they want to and find out if they've got it, and the techniques are easy enough to do and don't take a long time to remove the cancer gene. And I think, you know, I don't know what the trauma of removing her breasts and putting implants in, I don't know, that must have had a big effect on her body. I assume it did. Anyway, very, very sad story. She's such a beauty, Angelina Jolie, and, you know, even if her movies, you know, some of them are a little, they're action adventures, so some of them have some significant violence in them. I didn't like the Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I walked out of that one. It was too violent. But that's where Angelina and Brad got together. But she's just such an attractive person that you want the best for her. You really do want the best for her. Anyway, a couple comments came in. See the sprinkler for my gardens on break foggy at this end. Set the sprinklers. Oh, foggy. Okay. So got the sprinklers going. And thanks for the story. I would love to hear more stories about what you've worked with and any problem areas. Okay. And that's from Karen and Charlotte. Charlotte's watering. So good to know you had a real break and you got outside. That's good. I think with the DNA stuff, I have really made headway with my own DNA. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, but just to remind you, I came from a family that really didn't have a wealth picture built into the DNA. And by removing the, you know, the slave pictures and the servitude pictures, I was able to really accomplish some things that just are beyond belief to my family. So I'm very pleased with the shifts that I made with wealth. Yeah, so you can really, I think about a woman that I helped. She was a PR agent, and one of her girlfriends, who's a radio announcer, contacted me and said, "I am so worried about my girlfriend Linda. Can you please help her?" And I checked, and sure enough, she had Alzheimer's already kicked in at age 66, and, you know, the difference, night and day difference between the year before. So she was forgetful, and she was a happy person, but she was like, they were losing her. And she has a group of, there's six of them that they hang out, and they do retreats together and all kinds of things. So I worked with her and removed the dementia DNA from her. And then I removed it in all the ways and regenerated the brain. I did brain regeneration. And literally within somewhere between 9 and 11 days, she was completely back to herself. I mean, like completely normal, complete normal memory. So it was really interesting. I got thank you notes from her girlfriends, you know, saying she's back, we're so grateful. And understand, it doesn't have to take very long. Once Alzheimer's though really sets in, where you know, people say he's not there anymore, it's true, he's not there anymore. An alien or another spirit is running their body. So that's something to be thinking about too, is, you know, how advanced dementia or Alzheimer's gets, or the violent actions. That's not the person anymore. That's not the spirit you loved. That's somebody else in there. Just holding on to the body and having a gay old time until it ends. And the thing with Alzheimer's is Alzheimer's doesn't, you know, break down necessarily. You can live quite a long time with dementia or Alzheimer's, which isn't your spirit living with your body anymore. So that's kind of unfortunate. And I'd worked with somebody, Earl, Shirley's husband, Earl, who had significant Alzheimer's. And there was a big age difference between them. I think they had a love affair, and he left his wife and married her. She was like his secretary or something. But they'd been together for many, many years, and he was a surgeon. He was like in his 80s, and she was in her 60s. And I worked with him every week because I didn't have all these clearies. This was about 5-6 years ago. I worked with him every week, and we did brain regeneration, and just would really do a you know, quantum pump regeneration. Now I have so many more skill sets than I did back then, but even then, we dramatically improved him. And he was, from only being able to remember 5 minutes, he was remembering a whole day. And so he was able to recount what he did during the day. He was able to actually socialize with their friends and, you know, enjoy dinner parties and things like that where he was present. And then there was a point where she said, you know what, I've done enough for him. It's time for me to do something for myself. So then I did not work with them anymore. But it was an interesting process because he was pretty gone, and I was able to, because I worked with him consistently, I was able to bring him more back to himself. But I did a lot of regeneration for him. And I think now with like the Lucifer stops, cycles, timeline, some of the things we've added just literally in the last few months to the clearings, I could see how that would really make a difference with Alzheimer's and dementia. The techniques on eyes, I've seen people's vision improve dramatically by doing the vision program and the clearings. But it was really remarkable. I worked with Roland Ratner, and he had the droopy eyelids, and then he had macular degeneration. And we were able to, during the course of a Miraculous Living weekend, which we used to do weekends where we do just healings all weekend for 3 days, he came in and literally his droopy eyelids, where he couldn't hardly lift his eyes to see out, they literally just opened up. His muscles came back and his eyelids. It was pretty phenomenal. Really exciting to see. And he could see better. And his wife, Christina, and they were both elderly people, like, you know, 81 and or 79 and 75 or something like that. They were older folks from Germany. We improved Christine's vision. So she had just gotten new glasses that were stronger, and she had to bring them back to the doctor and say they don't work and go back to a lesser prescription because we had dramatically improved her vision. So there's the inconvenience if you're wearing glasses of, you know, going down a bunch of prescriptions because you don't need that strong of a lens anymore. Oh, excuse me. Okay, we're through perception, so we've done amplification and perception, and we're now in emotions, and then we'll go into DNA. And again, it's cancer, joint, and vision is what we're clearing in this batch, and then we'll go on to the third batch as soon as we get through the DNA with this one. So we're in the emotional slide, or the emotional grouping, and let me tell you what's in there that we're working on. Emotional thought forms, emotional brain, and that's it on the emotions. And then let's see, have we done that? Blood and bloodline will do. So those are the next three things that we're doing. Oh, good, Elizabeth. So happy to hear that. Please tell more. Okay. Hey, would you guys like to? I think I can share a video with you. I was going to share it on the Regeneration Day, but let me see if I can just do a screen share and share a bit with you. Hang on one sec. I'll go into YouTube. Let's see if I can get it. There it is. And just keep pumping. Oh, I have to take it up in a different browser, I'll bet. Let's see here. Just keep pumping, you guys. I'll work this out. Let's see if I need to get Chrome up. There it is. Okay, and just about there.
What can I say? I'm alive. I just your help.
Very happy that I have my life back.
Carolyn Stevens, please tell us briefly what your health condition was when you started your work with Julie Renee.
Okay.
I had a dysmotility of my colon at Stanford University. I had my colon taken out, and I had three fluid collections. I had two drains put in, and a third drain was not put in, and it was a very extensive infection. I was dying. I had about 3 weeks to live, and I just thought that I should be preparing for my end. I had no realization that somebody as powerful as Julie Renee was going to come into my life and literally raise me from the dead. I felt like Lazarus, and my family had family members coming out of town to do the eulogy. My family was planning to go to the local mortuary, and it was very traumatic.
This had been going on for a year and a half. My wife was getting increasingly more sick all the time. You could see it each day. It was getting much worse. It was getting dramatically worse, and just about the point where she was talking to me about how I was going to be raising Chrissy alone and giving me advice on dating, and it was really sad.
Didn't get it. Okay.
A friend of mine called me up on the phone and said, Chuck, you've been talking about your wife being sick, and I was at a party, and I ran into this lady that says that she has some ability to heal. And I was very skeptical, and she actually called me. She never does this. Normally, people just do referrals. And so I was really skeptical because we had been to two other well-known that my brother had given me the names of. One was just a diagnostician, and the other did also healing. And neither one had been able to really help us. And so she on the phone, she said, well, look, I'll just give you a freebie on the phone here and on your wife. Give me her name, and she did. And she said, you might notice a difference when you go home. So I was very skeptical of this one because we had tried everything. We'd been to something like, 15 doctors, 65, 70 trips to the emergency room and so on. And Western medicine had failed us completely in spite of a Cadillac plan. And so when I got home, my wife had been bedridden at this point, and when I got home, she was up. I'm still very sick, but she was actually up, and I thought, this is a good sign. And so as we began to see Renee, we had several sessions with her, and she worked on her cells to rejuvenate them. The nucleus was dead in some cases. We began to see that she was getting better dramatically. She was getting better much faster than she was getting sick. She was getting sicker pretty fast. So that was, now look at her. She's smiling. We're planning our life. We're not talking about funerals. Chrissy's happier now. It's a whole different world for us right now.
I, to this day, do not quite fathom what happened to me. I can only say that as I read the Bible stories, the healings of Jesus, that's what I experienced with Julie Renee. She is on that level of healing.
What improvements have you experienced?
I immediately started to feel like I had a lot of energy. And this was quite phenomenal because I was bedridden. I couldn't move my legs. I had gained 30 pounds in less than 3 weeks, and 20 of them in less than 10 days, which was quite dramatic. I had difficulty breathing. I was not able to dress myself. I was not able to shower. And now I'm able to not only dress and shower and move around, but I've been going to the gym. I was swimming in the pool for 30 minutes. And so the changes were not only physical, but they were also emotional and psychological. I feel the healing actually gave me hope and inspired me to continue strengthening my body.
And what happened with the pain level that she was experiencing at the time?
Well, we were, we had been, like I said, about a year and a half, we had been going to doctors, and all they could do was just increase the dosage of the painkillers, and she was on several different kinds of painkillers and so many medications that I was a full-time nurse practically. My job had almost disintegrated. And I'd go to the counter there with all the medicines, and I couldn't find this one, I couldn't find that one. There were so many to have to deal with, and I thought, how is she ever going to get off this stuff? It's so hard to get off of it. And this was about the point where now she's able to reduce the medication. She's almost off the painkillers now.
From 150 mg of OxyContin, I'm now down to 20, and next week I'll be off of it completely.
Okay. For some reason, I've lost my text box. So let me see. Oh, there you are. Here's everybody. Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Vision has improved. Fantastic. And awesome. Were you guys, were you seeing the video? It's really beautiful. It keeps going on. If you'd like to watch more of the video, I can pop it up. I just didn't know if you were getting good sound quality, and at least you were seeing the video a little bit. So could you let me know if you're seeing it and if you're enjoying it? It's a 19-minute interview with the woman whose colon I grew back. And she's remarkable. Her and her husband met later in life. She was a nun and, in a convent. And then she had left the convent and was teaching at the Dominican as a professor, Dominican College. And she met her husband. Her husband said he looked at her. She was in a white dress and she looked like an angel, and he knew she was his soulmate. So they married later, and she was able to give birth later. So she had a child in her 40s. And she came to me when her daughter was 11 years old. She was dying. She just had a few days to live. And I was able to remove the black death from the middle of her body, remove all of the infections that were killing her, and then over time restore her to herself, and then grow back her colon. And that's with the cellular neogenesis. We'll be doing the cell regeneration on day six, Sunday and Monday. We'll be doing cell regeneration. The morning will be on divine connection, and then the afternoon we'll start the cell regeneration. So we'll go through all the training about it. And then all day Monday also we'll be doing cell regeneration. Okay, great. Let me put the rest of the video on then, because I actually love watching this. It makes me cry when I watch it. So we're about 5 minutes into, I think it's a 19-minute video. So let's just go back to the video.
I went down from 1.5 syringes of morphine down to 1. And I am no longer taking Lyrica or Lexapro or any other pain medications like that allotted. So by next week, I'll be completely off of all narcotics, which is miraculous.
It's incredible.
Yeah, April 7th. And we figured by mid-April, from the time I met Julie Renee in end of February to mid-April, gone. And the pain went almost instantaneously. When I started with her, that's what I forgot to mention, is just a phenomenal drop in the pain and the swelling. My stomach was out to here, and it's just completely gone down.
See, conventional doctors can't see what Renee can see. What they do is they give you CAT scans. Mm-hmm. And so it's MRIs, CAT scans, one after another. She must have had 7 or 8 CAT scans, and those aren't good for you. There's radiation involved and so on. And so... And doctors won't do anything unless they can see it on the CAT scan. And she wound up, even the two other mediums, or not mediums, but the healers we went to, both saw infections that none of the doctors could see. And if they can't see it, they will not go in. They'll let you die. And then Renee was able to see 5 infections, and she started treating them right away.
I do believe it is her hands-on healing that has made me lose about, right now about 15 pounds just almost automatically, and has given me the energy and the vitality that I need to continue, regenerating my cells. I feel like a new woman, actually, like at the cellular level. She has done something very profound that I know there's a lot of healers out there, but I'm wondering just how many people do specifically what she does, which is cellular regeneration, which is at the forefront of, I call the new wave of medicine. It even goes beyond mind-body. It's level 3. It's quantum physics. And I think she's really going to be somebody that we should keep our eyes out for in the next 5 to 10 years. I see her becoming very well-known. So I'm happy to be at the genesis of her professional career in this respect.
How long have you worked with Julie Renee?
Well, this is the phenomenal part about it, Brandy. I have only known Julie Renee since the end of February of 2010. And I'm sitting here now, and it's April 7th, and it's just like a time travel. It's like I got in a capsule and went into the future. And that's the only way to describe it. It's surreal, from not only my standpoint, but from the standpoint of friends and family who can absolutely not believe what has happened to me. And I feel that part of it is I am a woman of faith, and I do believe that I had something to do with it, but I do believe that she does work with people that don't have the faith, and she's able to transform them into a new person. And that's why I know every 7 years we are new, you know, we are regenerated into new people. But I really feel that something profound has happened. Just to let you know what happened, I was in a wheelchair, you know, and I'm walking around. I'm not only walking around, I went to the gym the other day and I did something like, I did 6 miles on the bike and I did 45 minutes on the elliptical. And it's just amazing. I had people standing up, giving me standing ovations at my club for what I had done. And that's pretty, you know, transforming. It's transforming other people's lives because she may heal the person involved, but the people around that person, their friends, their colleagues, their families, they are being transformed by her in a very effective way, even on an unconscious level. If not consciously. And I think that when people are healed, what needs to happen is not just the physical healing, but the emotional, spiritual, and psychological. And that's what sets her apart from other healers. I had been to two other people that I had seen, I had spoken to over the phone, and they were doing some work over the phone, and they're quite well known in this country. One works with John Hopkins and UCLA Medical Center, and these people work with these major medical centers over the United States for hard-to-diagnose cases, and she outdid these people, and that's why I am so impressed with her, and I feel that each day is a new day. Every day is a day to go beyond what you did, you know, last week. I feel that so many great things are for me. Right now she's getting me ready for reconnective surgery. They said I would never be able to be reconnected. She's given me new hope. I'm not planning my funeral. I'm planning my daughter's college plans. I'm celebrating her 11th birthday this week. I'm planning a new career. I plan to re-enter the legal field. I don't know if I'll go back to teaching. I was a university professor, but I'm sort of semi-retired from that. But I just know that she's given me something to look forward to and to inspire the people. And I would like to be part of her story because her story is all of our stories. You know, it's something beyond healing. It's what the human condition is meant to experience. We're meant to experience joy, hope, faith, and love. That is our calling. And I think that's what she gives people.
Carolyn, did you feel an immediate improvement?
I did. And I felt tingling in my legs. I've had another miraculous healing in my neck a long time ago. I had spinal cord surgery, and it was done in a Catholic church. And it was about the same sort of healing. It was a tingling feeling all over my legs. Remember, I wasn't able to move my legs. And I didn't even recognize them when I looked at them. And yet, the tingling in my legs sort of spurred me on to try to move around. Because, see, without the movement of my legs, my lymphatic system shut down. My kidneys almost stopped working. My pancreatic system was affected as well as my liver. My liver was really affected. And I started to feel inside like my internal organs were starting to work again. Because right before somebody passes away, a lot of people don't know this, but your organs start to slowly shut down. And that's what, in fact, happened to me. And so there was a rejuvenation. It was like they were sleeping, and all of a sudden, with her healing power, they went, aha, something's happening here. I'm alive, you know, and they had to go into reverse. And so I felt this happening in my body, and it even affected my brain because it's like I was in a deep sleep. I was preparing to die, and I was startled. I remember I was in prayer one day, and I was closing my eyes, and I could see an angel, and I could see the white light, and I knew that I was going for that white light. And then all of a sudden, as I was healing with Julie Renee, I didn't see the angels anymore. I didn't have all the premonitions of dying. I felt like, you know, I should be praying to God for healing instead of passing over into the next life. And that, I think, was the biggest healing, was my psychological state, because long before we pass away, we start to think about things and what we're going to be doing in the next life. And there's an element of sadness, and it was radiant joy. She gave me radiant joy because I was not passing. I was coming back full force, giving my family hope, and my 10-year-old really needed that. And things started to change in the house. We live in a two-story building, and I was sequestered up on the second floor. I couldn't move, and I started going up and down the stairs without assistance. And we're planning a trip, you know, to Mexico, and I didn't even think that I would ever get to travel, let alone go to Mexico in a couple of weeks. And I can't believe that I'm planning this trip, but it's just another part of the miracle. You know, it's another part of what's happened to us. It's our story. It's an unending, never-ending story, because each week that I'm with her, and I see her twice a week, I am on a different plane of existence. I feel like a completely different person. And so does Chuck. Chuck's had a benefit of some of her healings, too. And he's had some emotional healing because he was so distraught he was ready to lose me, and he didn't know how he was going to raise our daughter alone, our 10-year-old. So I would say that he's being reborn in a sense, you know. And we still have a long way to go. I think I started out, I wanted to mention, I was at 2% life force when I met Julie Renee. And just yesterday, or the day before, I was at 76%. She brought me up from 2%
to 76%.
76%, and by the time I travel to Mexico in a couple of weeks, I suspect I'll be in my 80s, maybe low 80s. But, I mean, that to go from seeing the tunnel of light and the an angel to this, you know, an on-camera interview is phenomenal.
Your experience has really been amazing.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I do believe that what helps the healing process is a person's attitude. Mm-hmm. I have to say that I am devoutly Catholic. At one point in my life, I had a religious vocation. I actually lived in a convent. And I do believe that that had an element. We work in tandem. We work together. I'm not saying she can't heal people that don't have that religious belief, but, you know, whether you're Catholic, Jewish, Buddhist, whatever your religious belief is, I think it's important to have a core connection with the divine, yourself as an individual, and then working with Julie Renee becomes a partnership. It's like our partnership with God, you know. God sometimes heals us even when we're not asking. That's kind of how Julie Renee is. But if you open up the dialogue with God and you truly believe that what she's doing is she's a vehicle for this divine communication, which it is, a divine communication on a cellular level, then it becomes very powerful. and you see results rapidly. I think a lot more rapidly than you would if you had not that communication.
Yeah.
So, what can I say? I'm alive. And it's Easter. And I think that this was a particularly poignant moment in our lives to have this Easter blessing. Sorry. I'm just happy to be alive. Sorry.
Be sorry about.
Can't believe that I'm here. The doctors at Stanford even told me I was dying. The surgeon did the work on me. I'm okay.
Oops, hang on just one sec. I see it just automatically goes to the next one, so I'll cut the Chrome off. There we go. Well, each of you will have different life force. That's one thing that we deal with in the class, essence, life force. And life force, so any, you know, you're all healthy, so you'll be somewhere between 30. And if you've worked with me in the essence class, your life force will be close to 100%. But if you haven't, it'll be over 30%. So if I did an overall for the class on life force, overall for the class, life force is at 43%. And then, you know, you can, what we do in the essence class, which is 4 hours, is we retrieve any missing parts of spirit, and then we restore the soul, and then we get the life force up to 100%, and then we improve divine connection and communication with high self, which is actually part of your spirit. So we do all of that. So that's really wonderful. We could do some of that perhaps on one of the days. That's 4 hours is really a nice amount of time to improve all of this stuff with spirit. So that's why I created that essence class. Yeah, I agree with you, Elizabeth. She is glowing. And she's really, you know, 5 years later, very happily getting her daughter now ready for college. So how much life force is glowing? How much life force do we need to feel energetically healthy? Probably in the 70s. So some of you probably are because I did an average. Let's see, the highest life force besides me, not including me. Somebody's at 97% on the call. And then the next highest is 67%. And then the lowest life force for someone on this class is 13%. So somebody is definitely on the low ebb of life force. Life force isn't, you know, if we just cleared life force, I mean, like, I could push your life force up. But the deal is on life force is you want to really retrieve missing parts of spirit. You want to repair the damaged soul. You want to increase life force. You want to increase divine connection kind of all at once. It's taking care of your essential nature. And that's why I created a program that really just touches all of that. So this class is a lot about the physical body. You know, you're learning a lot about the physical body in this class. I'll see what I can do about wiggling things around, but if we're going to do everything that's on the schedule to do, we don't have 4 hours in this schedule to do this. I think we do have Essence scheduled in the fall, though. So we'll look into that. We're into perception. We're clearing, if you didn't notice in the chat box while the video was playing, we've moved into that next grouping, hair, weight, thyroid, rapid aging, sleep, and Rh negative problems. And then I did respond to somebody who asked about the Rh negative. It will only apply to those people who have it in your DNA that it's a problem. Otherwise, it's not going to do anything to you one way or another because it's not part of your issues. So we're clearing in perception. We're going to try and just, you know, do the double paddle. We really want to be kind of finishing up with this pretty soon so that we have enough time to do our God DNA process and also get our final meditation in too. And we still got an hour and a half, so everything is possible. I think that particular class that I taught, I had hired a video guy to come in and film part of the class, and we had quite a few people with miracle stories in the class that had worked with me. So that interview style is so nice. And, you know, it's really fun to have people do a little testimonial video, but there's something really wonderful about sitting relaxed and doing, actually letting people tell their story. And that's very different than, you know, a 2 or 3 minute I saw Julie because of this, and she gave me this, this, and this, and I'm looking forward to this, which is a lot of the videos. So that's probably my favorite breakthrough story. Not that there haven't been other wonderful breakthrough stories that have been just really completely miraculous and, you know, out of the realm of normal, but that one is my favorite. Carolyn and Chuck have been dear friends of mine, too. We've done social things together. I didn't know them and didn't seem like we would have a friendship. We're very different. But they're very loving people, and they would want to include me in, you know, let's go to dinner. Let's do this. Oh, you have to come for Easter dinner. So we became dear friends, which is really sweet. We are doing a miraculous living. Yeah, that's true. Can it be included in an intention for the Sunday meditation? Jyoti, let's see. Sunday we actually do the illumination. So we're doing the rosary on Sunday morning. And then we're starting the regeneration process in the afternoon. Maybe when we start the regeneration process, we could add that in. Let's see. I get a note, so it should be done a different time. Okay. You know what? We could do it on the wealth day because it's not so written in stone where some of the days really, we have this like really like specific things we have to follow. Like with the DNA, typically we're looking for all the problem stuff in the DNA on the DNA day so that you really have it down. So we've cleared the basic 5 or 8 problem areas for everybody in the class. Obviously, the soul contract stuff was kind of written in stone. Spiritual parasites is a 7-hour day. I think the wealth day is the day that we can work on life force a little bit. Okay? So we'll put that in as a little reminder somehow. And if I don't remember when we start, I probably will. But you can also feel free to remind me, hey, we're going to also work on life force today. That will not be a problem on the wealth day. We can squeeze that in. There's a lot I want to do with you guys so that you're really, you know, when you graduate from this program, you feel profoundly different and really ready for your next steps in life in a whole different level. Oh, you're welcome, Jyoti. Yeah, you know, I want to give you everything you want. Truth be told. I want you to have everything. Okay. We're through perception and we're into emotions on this clearing. And let's take a look at the emotional screen again. The PowerPoint for that page, and we'll just see what we still have to clear. Thought forms are cleared. The emotional brain still needs to be cleared. And that's it. Emotional brain has to be cleared. And then we'll do bloodline. So emotional brain on the DNA for hair, weight, thyroid, rapid aging, sleep, and Rh negative. And again, we're only clearing, when we do start the DNA, we're only clearing problems with hair. So whatever hair problems are wired into your DNA, you can clear if you don't want gray hair or you're suffering from thin hair or spots that aren't full of hair on your head, that kind of thing. So we'll do the problem energy around hair, the weight issue. Definitely, I cleared that from my family line. It's so cute. My mom said to me, I might have told you this yesterday, we're worried about you. My girlfriends and I have talked it over. We're worried about you. You don't look your age. I said, yeah, that's the idea, Mom. So very funny. Okay, so weight. So in my age group, in my family, I'm supposed to be 80 pounds heavier. So we can clear that from the DNA. And then thyroid, rapid aging, sleep, and Rh. Oh, good. All right, Vanya. Yeah. Yeah, the Essence class. Let me just see. I know the 100% You class, which is the pre-apprentice program, that's next week already. And then let me see when the Essence class is on the schedule. Oh, it looks like it's going to be in November. I don't think the dates are nailed down on the Essence class. It looks like November. Essence is going to be in November. Alex, pinch me. Pinch! By the way, if you want to do Essence sooner, we have replays of the former class, and so when you register for an upcoming class, you get the replays of the former class, so you could just jump in and watch the 4 hours and participate that way too, if you wanted to do it before November. Okay, emotional brain is clear. Bloodline is not clear. Okay, so we're into the bloodline now. Ganesh Trambakam. Okay, yeah, let's do it. It's a real simple chant that goes, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Let me start a little lower. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Yeah, let's do the Triambakam. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Marchor Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Marchor Mukshiyam Amritatu. And go to clearing the DNA. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Murchur Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Marchur Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Marchur Mukshiyam Amritatu Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvar Rukhamivat Vandhanat Mrchor Mushiyam Amritatu Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. About 98% clear. Moving energy. Percent clear. Okay, 100% clear. Very wonderful, yay! All right, my dears, we're going to take a 5-minute break, not because it's scheduled, but because I need a little bit of a break. Yay, yeah, exactly. I'm so happy. So we'll take 5 minutes and just going to shake off the day, and we'll be going into clearing for God DNA next and activating your God DNA. So that'll be a wonderful segment. And we'll go straight through from that to the end. So we'll do God DNA and we'll do a little guided meditation too. So we'll do both. Okay, so we'll take a 5-minute break now. And it's 1:47. So be back at, 1:52. So 5 minutes. Oops. Oh, shoot. That happens sometimes. There we go.